Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So wonderful to be here with you. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 8. You can find us at blogtalk.radio/coursemastery. You can also do a search for the best hour there on blogtalkradio.com. You can also find us on our website, truthought.org. And we welcome you to join our spiritual community. You can join our mailing list there, True Thought Spiritual Community. You can find the workbook lessons posted there on our website. Let's join together before we begin this lesson by taking a good deep breath and join together in a moment of silence. My mind is preoccupied with past thoughts. This idea is, of course, the reason why you see only the past. No one really sees anything. He sees only his thoughts projected outward. The mind's preoccupation with the past is the cause of the total misconception about time from which your seeing suffers. Your mind cannot grasp the present, which is the only time there is. It therefore cannot understand time and cannot, in fact, understand anything.
The only holy true thought one can hold about the past is that it is not here. To think about it at all is therefore to think about illusions. Very few minds have realized what is actually entailed in picturing the past or anticipating the future. The mind is actually blank when it does this because it is not really thinking about anything.
The purpose of the exercises for today is to begin to train your mind to recognize when it is not really thinking at all. While thoughtless ideas preoccupy your mind, the truth is blocked, recognizing that your mind has been merely blank. Rather than believing that it is filled with real ideas is the first step to opening the way to vision.
The exercises for today should be done with eyes closed. This is because you actually cannot see anything, and it is easier to recognize that, no matter how vividly you may picture a thought, you are not seeing anything. With as little investment as possible, search your mind for the usual minute or so, merely noting the thoughts you find there. Name each one by the central figure or theme it contains, and pass on to the next. Introduce the practice period by saying, "I seem to be thinking about," and fill in the blank. Name each of your thoughts specifically. For example, "I seem to be thinking about," you may name the person, "about," name of object, "about," name of emotion, and so on, concluding at the end of the mind searching period with, "But my mind is preoccupied with past thoughts."
This can be done 4 or 5 times during the day, unless you find it irritates you. If you find it trying, 3 or 4 times are sufficient. You might find it helpful, however, to include your irritation or any emotion, which the idea for today might induce in the mind searching itself. My mind is preoccupied with past thoughts, and so it is. Let's join together now for another brief moment of silence. It is a little startling, is it not, to be told that we're not thinking about anything, right? Very few minds have realized what is actually entailed in picturing the past or anticipating the future. The mind is actually blank when it does this because it's not really thinking about anything. My past thoughts, my mind is preoccupied with my past thoughts, is I'm kind of in, I look at, it's almost like it's daydreaming. Just like when we're sleeping at night, we're dreaming. And when we are thinking about the past, reliving moments, and of course, it's like a movie picture going on in the mind. And we are reimagining it, or we're giving it new meaning, or we're reviewing the meaning it already has in our mind and readjusting. I mean, and we're spending all this time thinking, 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 thinking. That's what this mind is. It's a thinking mind that we've created. Yes, we created it to fill the void when we imagined that we could be separated from God, when we began the experience of the tiny mad idea of separation, which, of course, in Miracles teaches us about, of course, in the textbook. And so as the workbook and the textbook are companioning each other, if you've not studied the textbook yet, you know, we can get a little confused or a little lost, but we are having this conversation with you and discussing these lessons with you to kind of maybe help supplement that a little bit, because we have studied the textbook, and you'll find the textbook is challenging without the workbook lessons, and you'll find the workbook lessons are challenging without the textbook. And often people say, where should I start? And so we say, go within and ask, where should I start? And let your feeling guidance system inform you. Let your guidance system, which always is directing you by letting you know what needs to be, you know, what you need to be moving towards, because all you have to ask is what makes me feel good. You know, what makes me feel best when I'm looking at two options, so to speak. And it's also wonderful because this is the purpose. A lot of the purpose of the course is to begin to have dialogue with the inner guidance system. Yes, you have an inner guidance system. You could say, I'm going to go to my heart, and there is a voice within my heart that guides me. And this is very, very true. The other thing I want to point out is that we're being led gently here, gently, to just spend 1 minute, 3 or 4 times today in meditation, if I can use that word, but really just to turn away from the outer world and turn within and consider the lesson and the exercise that he's giving us. I seem to be thinking about what? What am I thinking about? I seem to be thinking, that's for sure. And we can look at those thoughts by doing that. We kind of step back from being hypnotized by the drama or by the recreation, by the movie that's playing in our mind. And we can kind of step back from it rather than being the main character on the screen. We can move back to being in the audience, so to speak, of that movie within our mind. And this is very helpful because it helps us, especially when our mind gets running away with thoughts of drama, some calamity, whatever might be going on in our day and in our experience. It's really wonderful to turn within. And that's why we suggest let's take a good deep breath and we turn within. And this is how I like to begin. This is just my personal practice, how I like to begin practicing the lessons when I'm told, you know, take a minute. So I start by taking a good deep breath, closing my eyes, turning away from the outer world, and considering the lesson for the day. I'm seeming to think about something I seem to be thinking about, and then fill in the blank. I seem to be thinking about whatever the person, place, or thing might be. And just notice that my thinking mind can be observed. This is a wonderful lesson, and we are taking this mindful journey into our own thinking process.
And again, I keep saying and coming back to the idea that these lessons are so freeing for us. At first, it can seem quite uncomfortable, and as if it may even take courage to realize that my preoccupation with, as I observe my thinking, to come to realize that I'm preoccupied with past thoughts, which really means I'm not thinking at all, can be really jolting. But it can also be very freeing. And I think once we begin to recognize and see the pattern that almost everything that we are preoccupied with in an upsetting way, and even in a non-upsetting way, we can see how not present we are. And the beauty of this teaching is that true thought, real thought, the thoughts of love and the thoughts of the mind of God occur in the now present moment. And that all of those thoughts of the past are really illusions. So for myself, I think of all the thoughts I become preoccupied with. I can become preoccupied with thoughts about the news, about relationships and past experiences, about perceptions of loss. And even those thoughts that seem to be about the future are really embedded with ideas from the past, and that it frees me to be able to see that, to be able to just interject, if you will, as Brother T said, the observer, that it creates a little bit of interruption or distance so that as the observer, I become less identified with the thoughts, and it creates a spaciousness, it creates a parenthesis, if you will, or a gap, if you will, where I can disengage from the emotionality of a particular thought. It's like a practice of interrupting or observing and creating that spaciousness. And it's really an interesting exercise to really realize and see, oh yeah, I am. I'm preoccupied with the past. No judgment, just notice, just observe. And then we'll carry on as the lessons unfold.
Beautiful. Yeah, but my mind is preoccupied with past thoughts. And so it is. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us today. God bless you for being with us. We love you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and it returns.